Hey everyone, Sean Tierney here from the Automation Blog and School. And this week on the Automation Podcast, I meet up with Peng Seng Cao from ATS to learn all about their Symphony line of automated assembly systems.
Peng, thank you for coming on the Automation Podcast. I'm looking forward to learning all about Symphony. But before we jump into your presentation, could you take a minute just to tell the audience about yourself?
Yeah, hey Sean, thanks for inviting me to the Automation Podcast. I'm so excited to be speaking to you and your audience today. My name is Peng Seng Cao. Most people just call me Peng. I'm the VP of Emerging Markets and Symphony at ATS Automation. And prior to ATS, I was the co-founder and CEO of a custom automation company. In 2012, we developed, patented, and sold four generations of a disruptive technology, actually an assembly automation platform that ATS acquired in 2018. And that technology is called Symphony, which is you're going to hear a lot of about today. Awesome. I joined ATS Life Science Division in March 2020, and I am responsible for the commercialization of the disruptive innovations such as Symphony. And Sean, I've been in the assembly automation industry for over 27 years. You know, I probably start when I was five, but that's okay. So Sean, before we get into Symphony, maybe just a little bit about ATS. ATS is a publicly traded company with over $2 billion in sales and more than 6,000 employees in 75 plus offices and 50 factories worldwide. ATS has been delivering innovative automation solutions and products to industries such as pharma, medical devices, electrical vehicles, home and beauty, foods and beverages, consumer goods, and nuclears for over 45 years. In addition to Symphony, some of ATS other brands include SuperTrack, Smart Vision, and Illuminate. However, Symphony will be the focus of today's discussion. So Symphony, what is it? Well, it's a transformative digital assembly platform that provides the perfect balance of high speed, high flexibility, and high precisions. At the core of ATS patented Symphony platform is our RSM technology, a remarkable innovation that maximizes efficiency in transferring parts and work in process. And because our RSM technology functions as distributed NXE robots, precisely coordinating and synchronizing all system motions with electronic gearing, Symphony offers features and benefits unmatched by traditional assembly technologies. And Sean, I do have a couple of case studies that I'll be showing your audience, you know, highlighting what these benefits are if you're a manufacturer that are looking for assembly equipment. So the birth of Symphony really begun in 2012, and it was after a simple request from one of my former clients asking us to bring a slight innovation to continuous motion technology, which really hasn't changed in over 40 plus years. It's always been custom designed, custom built for a single purpose equipment. And if your product stops selling or the volume goes down, that equipment just takes up valuable floor space. So this customer wanted a slight innovation. We did not only bring a slight innovation to address the technical limitations of continuous motion, as the customer asked, we actually developed a disruptive technology that addressed the limitations of all conventional assembly equipment. In short, Symphony offers the speed of continuous motions and the flexibility of pallets and robots in a standardized digital platform, which resulted in patents multiple patents with over 67 claims, and the same client stating that Symphony was the most significant development in automated assembly technologies in 40 years after they bought 14 machines. Over the past 10 years, five generations of Symphony have been introduced to the market. Each generation is an evolution of the previous generation to increase standardization, modularity, flexibility, configurability, and precisions. Symphony has been sold and installed at medical devices food and beverages, home and beauty, cosmetic, automotive, and electronic connectors factories in Europe, North America, South America, and Asia. In the first two generations, we developed the RSM technology to address the limitations of single-purpose equipment like continuous motions. The results were higher than or the same speed as continuous motions, but with 90% less touch tooling. We exceeded what the market wanted, but we were not done. In the third and fourth generations, we introduced linear motion technology like SuperTrack and developed the RSM arm to speed match with a transfer engine, further increasing the digitizations and flexibility of Symphony. Symphony mechanical and software modularity in its current generation allows the platform to be infinitely configurable and scalable. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Every Symphony machine is configured from standard mechanical building blocks and software control servo apps to mitigate risk and reduce delivery time for manufacturers. And yet, we are still not done. For the right applications, Symphony is a robust and proven platform with a specific set of tools. It's like getting one of the first few generations of iPhones. You wish there was an app for everything, but there weren't. It took time to build up the app library. ATS Innovation Group continues to develop new tools and new apps to grow the Symphony portfolio of offering. So stay tuned and follow us on social media. It's going to be Symphony Tech, whether you're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube. By the way, Symphony is spelled with an I for our audience who are listening and not watching this PowerPoint. So Sean, over the years, I've gotten many questions about what is Symphony after all the explanation that I just provided. I get asked, is it hardware? Is it software? What is it exactly, Peng? Well, the simple answer is Symphony is an integrated software, hardware assembly platform. To simplify Symphony, let us deconstruct it into its core sections that are familiar to anyone who's listening and has been in the assembly industry, assembly automation industry for as long as I have. In simplified terms, Symphony is pallets on super track conveyance plus digital pick and place robots we called RSM arm. Over the past 20 years, over 10,000 super tracks have been installed globally. Pick-and-place robots have been used for over seven decades for industrial automation. SuperTrack and pick-and-place robot are not new. What is unique to Symphony are the ECAM and RSM technology. And if you recalled earlier, I said that RSM stands for Rapid Speed Matching. And I'm going to be coming back to this again and again, so don't forget the word RSM. Similar to electrical vehicle in the automotive industry, where mechanical engines has replaced electrical engine, large cumbersome mechanical dials and cams in conventional assembly technologies have been replaced with electronic cam. The SuperTrack and RSM arms are synchronized and electronically camped by the RSM technology, or the rapid speed matching. The RSM arm in Symphony was designed for speed, strength, accuracy, precisions, and programmable for different motions. And like the conventional pick and place robot arm, it is the workhorse of the Symphony platform. The RSM arm moves and manipulates parts. The second RSM technology in every system is the RSM disc, which is 90% smaller than traditional mechanical dials. The RSM disc transfers parts or pucks from the in-feed system and synchronizes the motions to allow each piece the time it needs to enter the disc in a controlled manner and then rapidly accelerate to hand off once control has been achieved. And you're going to hear this often, this idea of Symphony going fast where it can and slow where it must. So we're going to come back to that idea. So hold on to that idea, because we're going to talk about it with excitement later. Because Symphony is digital, Symphony machines generally have 90% less tooling and 30 to 80% smaller footprint than conventional assembly equipment. So Sean, I ask your audience out there, if you have a factory and you can regain that much of floor space, what can you do with it? Well, I'll tell you what some of my clients have done later in this presentation. But to truly understand how Symphony can go fast without damaging parts, let us take a deep dive into these RSM technologies that have brought up multiple times so far, and this idea of using speed matching by using a high-speed train analogy. So imagine that you are the super track, or sorry, imagine that the super track is a high-speed train carrying you. I am the RSM arm, or pick-and-place robot arm, if you're familiar with a pick-and-place robot, and I'm standing at the train station platform, waiting to hand you a bottle of water. Without Symphony RSM arm, the high-speed train must stop for me to walk up to the train to hand you that bottle of water. All that stop and go for the train and me walking and up and down, all these motions are wasted. The only critical process in this entire scenario is me giving you that bottle of water. Now, with the power of RSM technology, I'm Supergirl standing at the station platform. I see the high-speed train coming, and I start to fly at the relative speed of the train because I'm traveling at the same rate. And because I'm traveling at the same rate or speed matching, I can gently hand you that bottle of water without damaging it. Symphony eCamps speed match and synchronize these motions in 1 millisecond. The motion are mapped using Symphony offline config tool even before the machine is built. This results in higher performance and higher quality. And we're going to talk about all of that later on as well. One of the key features and benefits of Symphony is its high output and high efficiency. As you will see in this video, we call high performance, high precision with zero compromise. Symphony features continuous flow processing, maximized operational efficiency, and minimizing non-value added losses. In essence, Symphony embody lean manufacturing philosophy inside the machine. So Symphony systems are compact, yet capable of achieving exceptionally high production rates, thus maximizing output per square meter of floor space. The machines in this video are going at a rate of 150 parts per minute to 350 parts per minute. And as you can see in the gray videos when I play it, which we're taking with high-speed camera, the insertion and parts handling is very gentle. One of the misconceptions about Symphony is that it must be damaging on parts because of its high rate. The opposite is actually true. Symphony not only provides high output, the parts assembled on a Symphony machine has higher quality because of its digital nature. There isn't big mechanical dial rubbing against your components. And every motion in a Symphony machine is synchronized and mapped to give the system the time it needs to gently execute that value-added process, or the water handling of the water bottle, the analogy earlier, while going as fast as it can for non-value-added process, like parts transferring from station to stations or from module to module.
Hey everybody, this video originally had an awesome audio soundtrack, but we don't want to get a copyright strike. So we've muted the audio and included a link to the video in all its glory in the description. So if you want to see the original video with the soundtrack, check that out. But for now, we're just going to jump right back into Ping's presentation.
Symphony systems are 80 to 85% standardized and modular. Every module in a Symphony system is from pre-tested, pre-validated standard mechanical building blocks like the RSM arm and the RSM disk. And they all run, the same control servo apps. Every system comprises of standard self-contained processing modules that operates as independent, tightly integrated entities. Each module features the same control architectures and runs the same proprietary software. Each module can have one or two RSM stations, and each station has dedicated processor that can make decision, trigger, and plan its motions in 800 microseconds. Because each module has its own processor, its own control cabinet, and runs the same operating system, it is a machine unto itself. The analogy is an orchestra, where every musical instrument, like the drum, can play its music. However, when every instrument in that orchestra play from the same note and follow the conductor, they produce a beautiful harmonical masterpiece. When you watch a symphony machine run, the RSM arms are like beautifully coordinated ballerinas dancing to the same music, and the entire system is a beautiful symphony of motions. And in this way, Symphony de-risk assembly automation for manufacturers because of its high level of standardization and the software are pre-tested and pre-validated. Another key feature of Symphony is its high flexibility, scalability, and reconfigurability. Symphony systems are capable of adapting to a wide range of different products, permitting multiple products to run on the same production assets with zero to minimal changeover. Symphony systems can be repeatedly retooled and repurposed for new applications, serving a standard depreciable asset analogous to machining centers and injection molding presses. I mean, manufacturers do not buy injection molding presses for a specific product, so I don't understand why they continue to buy custom design, custom build assembly equipment for a stand for one process or for one product. It makes no sense. So with Symphony, there are four levels of flexibilities and configurability. In the first level, manufacturers can create recipes to run multiple products on the same shifts without changing the touch tooling if the physical part and size of the components are similar. In the early generations of Symphony, before ATS acquired the IP, a former client created recipes to optimize the OEE for each injection molding cavity where the parts were was assembled on a Symphony machine. Another client ran two different products with different processes by having the system run clockwise for one product and counterclockwise for another. The second level of versatility is changing the touch tooling to run multiple products on the same shift with rapid tooling changeover. A former client consolidated 9 slow indexing machines into one and regained over 90% of valuable factory floor space. Another former client was going to expand their factory to reshore their production to the US. We convinced them to consolidate several traditional equipment, including some of my former continuous motion machines that we designed and built for them. And by doing so, they were able to regain floor space so they would not have to expand their factory. The third level is changing the tool deck for different processes. And the final level is to reconfigure the modules for other products or even for different industry. We had a situation where a Symphony machine that was built for automotive parts assembly was rapidly reconfigured and retooled in 14 weeks to assemble medical device for rapid COVID test. Symphony then is a depreciable asset from research and development to full production. Because of Symphony modularity, patented lean manufacturing design process, RSM technologies, and variable machine rate, Symphony is infinitely scalable. Symphony offers two modes of changing the machine rate, universal and fixed time process. The universal mode is where synchronous motion control can be maintained regardless of the selected machine rate. The universal mode enables identification of process bottlenecks, pinpoints faults causing microstops and downtime, and permits design for manufacturing and process improvement testing. Ultimately, the universal mode leads to optimized output and a higher overall equipment effectiveness, or OEE. But it is with fixed time processes that Symphony really shines. In this mode, critical processes are programmed with a specific fixed time, and the control system automatically coordinates and makes the necessary compensations in all other processes to achieve the select machine rate. A process signature means that critical process where a product is handled, for example, are maintained regardless of the overall machine rate. And because of Symphony mechanical modularity and its variable rate, as we just discussed here, to reduce time to market and reduce research and development time, manufacturer can invest in a Symphony module or a smaller system for research and development and scale up as production grow for market testing and continue to scale as production continue to grow. We often say that Symphony go fast where it can, but slow where it must. And that is the essence of the fixed time process molds. That is the essence of the fixed process mold for variable machine rates. None value-added processes are sped up, while critical product-based processes are maintained at a safe rate and forces. As a result, Symphony can achieve a higher rate by cutting out wasted motion, thus optimizing output with a scalable solution and delivering products of consistent, predictable quality within a validated processing range. The rate and process developed during product development and low volume production is full production representation. In this way, Symphony then allow our customer to use the same asset from R&D to full production and reconfigured at the end of the product lifecycle. And in this video, whether we're running at a rate of 25 parts per minute or 280 parts per minute, the machine process work the same because Symphony is a fully digital automated platform for the assembly of small discrete parts. So I'm going to play the video for you. But when we use the word digital, what do we mean? Symphony is a methodology where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The key digital component is the electronic CAM, or ECAM for short. Most machine uses a mechanical CAM to power linear motion and to synchronize those motions system-wide. Symphony ECAM uses the rapid speed matching technology to perform the same function with unparalleled speed, efficiency, and flexibility. Additionally, because Symphony uses ECAM, the central master CAM serves as an electronic line shaft, while individual station in each module remain locally configured and controlled. Each axis of motions are synchronized, precisely coordinated, and mapped out in 1 millisecond increments. This includes full cycle profile mapping, acceleration, velocity, and dwell, and the ability to coordinate and sequence with other axes of motions. This unique mix of synchronous motion, digital flexibility, centralized coordination and decentralized configuration is what sets Symphony apart. The resulting high throughput in tandem with precise movements translates to optimized cycle times, greater equipment utilization, and higher overall equipment effectiveness. Moreover, while Symphony allows for full control of all motions at all times, it is in fact designed for simplicity, ease of use, fine-tuning, digital changeovers, set change point adjustment, and motion profile changes are all quick, straightforward, and require minimal training. As a digital platform, orchestrated motion is everything. That's how Symphony delivers flexibility, control, and lower cost without sacrificing speed or performance. The three core value proposition that Symphony offers are: A, reduced time to market. Because of the variable rate we just talked about, the modularity and scalability, Symphony is a depreciable asset throughout the life of the equipment from R&D to full production. Furthermore, Symphony's high degree of standardization and modularity reduces ATS delivery time and reduces assembly automation risk, which is inherent with custom automation. Two, Symphony reduced operating costs. In the mini story that I told today, Symphony's simplicity make it easier to train operators to use the system. Its digital nature and standardization simply means that there are fewer mechanical parts to break down, thus reducing the maintenance hours and spare part costs. Three, Symphony lower capital investment by optimizing capital equipment unit of productivity and floor space. In the example that I talked about earlier, what equipment do you have that allows you to not have to expand your factory and be able to reshore your production? There, I can tell you, there isn't anything else like it out there. And unlike single purpose machine that sits idle when sales is slow or low volume for a low volume product, Symphony assets can run 24/7 as a general purpose machine. The example that I gave earlier where the company consolidate 9 slower machine into one, the rate went from 35 parts per minute to 250 parts per minute. They were able to run their machine 24/7. So in short, investing in Symphony is an investment in improving the corporate bottom line. Symphony is a flexible, high-speed depreciable asset that can easily assemble multiple products running at the same time for low volume, high product mix. And in case where there is high volume, low product mix, Symphony is easily and cost-effectively retooled for different product if the original product stops selling. So I just want to provide a couple of case study to demonstrate what I've been saying throughout this podcast. In our videos, including the ones on YouTube, we blurred or color clients' parts to protect our clients' confidential information. In the first video that I'm about to show, we did a proof of principle using one module of a Symphony machine on our shop floor. The manufacturer did not believe any of our claims about what Symphony can do for them, so we thought, let the actions speak for themselves. The client's request that we have to do the same process at the same rate. Those were the conditions. And the results were not what they expected. So I'm going to play the video and then we'll look at the results. And you will see, again, with the gray video with the colored parts, we use high-speed camera so we can capture the motion for the audience. You cannot see it with your naked eye, what's happening. And you see all the different motions are synchronized and running at the same time. So Symphony reduces 90% of tooling by reducing the assembled tools from 20 to 4. On the same 4 tooling, Symphony also does the pre and post quality inspection further eliminate two quality stations, which have an additional 20 touch tooling. But we're not done. This is Symphony with its powerful RSM technology. Not only does Symphony reduce 90% of the touch tooling for one product, but its flexibility allows the system to assemble a second product, resulting in over 80% reduction in floor space and over 90% reduction in touch tooling. 67.7% of the process was dedicated to inspection and insertion, and only 38.5% was dedicated to non-value-added process. This ratio is flipped in the current system, and the result with a Symphony system is that they get higher quality insertion, which are much, much, much smaller footprints. Now, this is a medical device manufacturers, and these products are assembled in clean room space, which is very, very expensive for the manufacturers. So again, if you're a medical device manufacturer and you're able to capture 80% of your floor space back, what can you do with all that floor space? How can you grow your business without having to add additional capital expenditure? I'll leave that to you. In the second case study, the medical device manufacturer need to get the syringe to the market fast for COVID vaccine. I mean, we all live through that. They came to ATS for a company's ability to pull resources globally to execute projects quickly. We introduced them to Symphony. So I'm going to play this video. And if you're interested, again, go to YouTube, Symphony Tech, Symphony spelled with an I, and it's T-E-C-H. I think we have about 40 different videos in there, including this medical device video that I'm showing the audience right now. We also have a couple of 360 degree virtual tour, similar to a house virtual tour if you're not able to go see an open house. So we provided that as well. So lots of information on our YouTube page and also in symphonytech.com website as well. So what we're seeing right now, I didn't have a chance to kind of go through the video. So now we're seeing the machine unloading the syringe. Again, the results are pretty outstanding. A Symphony machine was able to go 3 times the speed of conventional machines at a rate of 360 parts per minute. One Symphony machine fed subassembly into two machines. At SAT, the machine had a 98.55% MOEE. And the benefits to the customer obviously is reducing the amount of floor space that's needed. It is now a reusable asset. So even after the COVID vaccine, and they don't need the machine to assemble the COVID, the syringe for COVID vaccine anymore, it can retool for any other medical devices assembly that they want to do. And because, again, I brought it up earlier, it's a digital platform, the maintenance costs are dramatically lower. I have a customer, again, this is my former customer, that has been running a previous generation of Symphony at a rate of 380 parts per minute. In the last 6 years, annually, they produce 100 million products a year. And their maintenance cost of spare parts is less than 1%. Conventional machine, you're looking at 3 to 5%. Now, that's a customer with one Symphony machine. If you have multiple machines, the standard spare parts, which is about 85%, can be shared among all the different machines. That 1% is then further reduced the more Symphony machines you have on your floor around the world. So to summarize, Symphony orchestrated motion produced powerful results. And those powerful results include maximizing output for CapEx dollars. So if you have if you're spending a $10 million and that machine is running 24/7, you divide that by that, $10 million versus that $10 million only running one shift, right? So maximize output for CapEx dollars. Maximize output per square meter of floor space. Again, same analogy. If you can run your machine 24/7 versus one shift, it maximizes the square meter of your floor space. And in that proof of principle video that I showed you, that customer is able to regain 80% of their floor space back. Maximize machine utilization and scalability, minimize machine technology and delivery time risk, minimize operating expenses, and minimizing your time to market. So in summary, Symphony is a transformative digital technology that combines the best features of conventional assembly automation by delivering speed, precision, and versatility without compromise.
Well, Peng, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast and telling us about Symphony. I really think this is a kind of next-gen type of approach to the assembly machines and other processes. And I want to thank you for coming on and talking all about it with our audience.
Thank you so much, Sean. It's definitely a game changer, and I look forward to hearing from your audience.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I want to thank Peng from ATS for coming on the show and telling us all about Symphony. Now, if you want to know more, check out the links in the description. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider giving us a like and a sub. With that said, you can follow me and get in contact with me over at automation.locals.com. And of course, you'll always find all of my very affordable PLC, HMI, and SCADA courses over at theautomationschool.com. With that, I want to wish you all a very happy, safe, and healthy week. And until next time, my friends, peace.